Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Sambhav Steel Tubes Limited Q1 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Go India Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Sana Kapoor from Go India Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Steve. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Sambhav Steel Tubes Limited maiden earnings call to discuss Q1 FY26 performance. The financial results and investor presentation have been uploaded on the exchanges. Hope you have all got the chance to review the same. We have on the call Mr. Vikas Kumar Goel, MD and CEO, Ms. Anu Garg, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Bikash Agarwal, Chief Strategy Officer, and Mr. Mayank Agarwal, AVP Investor Relations. We must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and therefore must be viewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. May I now request Mr. Vikas Kumar Goel to take us through the company's business outlook and financial highlights, subsequent to which we will open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sana. Good afternoon, everyone. I am truly delighted to connect with you all following our successful IPO listing. Making a significant milestone, Sambhav Steel is now listed on India's premier stock exchanges. These achievements reflect the trust and confidence our investors have placed in us, and we are deeply grateful for your support. As we embark on this exciting new chapter, we look forward to growing together and reaching new heights. Since this is our maiden call, I would like to take this opportunity to talk a little about Sambhav Steel Tubes Limited. Sambhav is a single-location backward integration structural pipes and tubes manufacturer with a diversified product portfolio and presence across the value chain. Our product range includes intermediate products like sponge iron, bloom slabs, narrow-gauge HR coil, and value-added products like ERW black pipes and tubes, GI pipes, steel door frames, pre-galvanized GP coils and pipes, and stainless steel coils. We are producing HR coils through a secondary manufacturing route. Briefing about our competitive advantages, I want to highlight that we have strategically located plants in Chhattisgarh. We close proximity to our raw materials. Our captive power system includes 16 MW waste heat recovery boiler and 9 MW AFBC boiler. Both utilize byproducts to generate sustainable energy, reduce waste, and enhance resource efficiency. Backed by 43 distributors and over 700 dealers, we also supply to OEMs across sectors. With Indian steel demand projected to grow at CAGR of 7%-8% and pipe and tube demand expected to rise from 12.3 million tons in 2024 and 18.5 million tons in 2029, Sambhav is well-positioned to capitalize on this growth opportunity. I am pleased to report that Sambhav has had a remarkable start to the year, achieving its highest-ever quarterly revenue, EBITDA, and PAT. Before diving into operational and financial highlights, I would like to throw some light on key strategic updates. Sambhav Steel Tubes Limited made a strong debut on the stock exchanges on 2nd July 2025, reflecting robust investor confidence and making a successful transition to the public markets. Sambhav successfully raised 440 crores through an IPO, and proceeds are used to repayment of debt, meeting working capital needs, and supporting expansion plans and general corporate purpose. Sambhav commissioned its Putrel facility in financial year 2025, focusing on GP coils, GP pipes, stainless steel HRAP coils, and CR coils. The facility has also accessed land which can be used for future expansion. Additionally, a greenfield project is underway at Kesda under subsidiary Sambhav Steel Tubes Limited, Private Limited, targeting three phases capacity addition of 1.2 million tons of finished products, with phase one slated for financial year 2027. NOC from Kesda Gram Panchayat and TOR from the MOEF and CC has been obtained. Public hearing of EC has been successfully conducted by CETB. The HR meal has been procured and being imported, and the land has been acquired. Sambhav also has a scope of established power plant to become self-reliant on power needs and reduce dependency on external power. The consent of establishment received for enhancing the capacity of GP coil and stainless steel coil from 58,000 metric ton per annum to 1,16,000 metric ton per annum each. The company has received consent to establish for enhancing the capacity of GP coil, stainless steel CR coil from 58,000 metric ton per annum to 1,16,000 metric ton per annum each. Coming to the Q1 26 operational performance, Sambhav has achieved the highest ever quarterly total sales volume of 40-50% year-on-year growth. Capacity utilization of pre-galvanized and stainless steel coils division has improved significantly. The EBITDA per ton also has significantly improved to the 7,800 rupees per ton. Moving to financial results of Q1 financial 26, revenue from operation has increased to 559 crores, up 69% and 13% on year-on-year and quarter-on-quarter basis. EBITDA increased by 58% and 51% on year-on-year and quarter-on-quarter basis. Rupees 73 crores at quarter one financial year 2026 EBITDA margin stood up strong at 13%. PAT increased to rupees 33 crores, up 35% and 103% on year-on-year and quarter-on-quarter basis. Quarter 1 financial year 2026 PAT margin stood strong at 6% plus. In conclusion, Sambhav is firmly focused on sustainable growth through strategic capacity expansion, wider geographic reach and stronger distributor network to enhance product availability. By emphasizing on value-added products, customization, cost efficiency and brand development, we are building a resilient and future-ready business. Supported by strategically located plants, process innovation and robust distribution framework, we are well positioned to meet rising demand across India with a solid financial, seasoned and leadership. Strong stakeholder backing, Sambhav is set to emerge as a frontrunner in the rapidly expanding steel pipes and tube industries. At the very And I would want to say, sab sambhav hai. Sambhav hai to sab sambhav hai. That's all from me. I would now request to open the floor for question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Aditya Velekar from Axis Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for this opportunity, sir. Sir, if you just can explain in detail about this capacity expansion up to 1.2 million ton finished products. By ERW and GI pipes, GP pipes and stainless steel pipes, from current capacity, how this will move once we have complete 1.2 million ton addition? So the split by individual finished product category, I want.
Thank you, Aditya. This 1.2 million ton capacity will be executed in 3 phases. Currently, we have planned for phase 1, which will be commissioned by end of financial year 2027. We have currently acquired the land, as our MD sir has pointed out, and majority of the approval like Gram Panchayat, TOR from MOEF and public hearing by CECB has already been conducted. Post approval, we will be executing this project. Majority of the design work is under the finalization stage, and majority of the and certain advances for capital good where my lean period of delivery is higher is already being given, so that my project execution will be faster. Coming to the split of the product itself, end product in first phase will be 180,000 of pipes and tubes fully integrated backward and forward, and 180,000 ton of stainless steel production capacity fully backward integrated and forward integrated. So that is what our current plan is currently for unit 3 phase 1 expansion, which is of around 1.2 million ton capacity.
Okay, understood. And directionally, if you can throw some color on our EBITDA per ton targets once these capacities comes online phase-wise. So how our value means EBITDA per ton will grow from the current level?
So in terms of revenue split, if I emphasize, currently my stainless steel is currently contributing around 20% of my revenue. Going forward, after adding 180,000 ton of stainless steel production, my revenue split will look like 50% of stainless steel and 50% of ERW pipe and the galvanized product. So in terms of EBITDA margin, I would give a guidance in terms of 12% if I say. Then my blended EBITDA will be upward of 8,000 rupees after this phase 1 of unit 3 or this particular expansion we are talking about has been commissioned. So that's what will be in terms of my number.
Yeah, that's helpful. And anything on capex phasing each year?
So we are currently in the execution phase. Around 18 months time is still there for me to execute this particular project. Usually my capex is backward integrated. I mean, it is back-ended actually. So, you know, certain advances, as I said, is already being given. We do not expect majority of expenses. Let's say if I split the expenses, then let's say around 30% to 40% expenses will be for the total capex will be done in FY26, and majority of the expenses, that is around 60% to 65%, will be done in FY27. So I will project in that way.
Got it, sir. Yeah, thanks. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Umang from Systematic Group. Please go ahead.
Hi. Congratulations on the great set of numbers. So my first question is in relation to the segment-wise volume guidance for FY26. So what will be the split and the expected production?
Now we are in the first quarter, 350,000 ton capacity of steel pipes and tubes, 58,000 ton capacity of stainless steel, and 1 lakh ton capacity of galvanized pipes, re-galvanized pipes, GP pipes, so bolte hain. We are increasing our capacity in stainless steel and some capacity in galvanized coils. So now in the first quarter and second quarter, this numbers 5,10,000 ton of capacity, and increased capacity is the 5,86,000 ton. We are commissioned at Q4, I think.
Of 2026, yeah.
And, okay, thanks a lot, sir. And, sir, my second question is that the share of value-added products is increasing in your product portfolio, then why EBITDA per ton is showing a declining trend on an annual basis?
Actually, if you're seeing the EBITDA percentage 12 or 13% from the last 4 years, but the last year it was declined because the last year is very sluggish year for the steel making and the pipe and tube also. All the our industry peers get the EBITDA is down, so that we have also achieved this. But in this year, but this year, we get the quarter one 13%, and we are trying to maintain this percentage.
Okay, so sir, the sustainable margin, I can assume that for coming years it will be between 12 to 13%.
Yeah, of course.
And sir, the last question. So for the new capacity coming up, what is going to be the total capex in for the all three phases? So how much total amount we are expecting in from the capex front? टोटल फॉर ऑल द?
अभी हमारा पूरा प्लान हमने डिजाइनिंग कर ली है, कुछ हमारा जो फिनिश प्रोडक्ट जो स्टेनलेस स्टील का होना है उसमें हमारी थोड़ी सी प्लानिंग पूरी कंप्लीट नहीं हो पाई है, इसलिए मैं टोटल आपको अभी नंबर्स नहीं दे पा रहा हूँ कि टोटल हमारा जो कितना खर्च होगा। कमिंग मंथ में जो है हम इसको आपको बिल्कुल आपको दे देंगे। हमने एडवांसेस भी कर लिए हैं, जो हमारे जो लॉन्ग लीड के जो आइटम्स हैं, जो टर्बाइन्स हमारी ऑर्डर होनी है या फिर जो हमारे एसीसीज ऑर्डर होने हैं, लेकिन जो अमाउंट में टोटल मैं आपको अभी नहीं दे पाऊंगा इस कॉल पे, लेकिन नेक्स्ट मंथ ऑफकोर्स मैं आपको उमंग जी बिल्कुल दे दूंगा, ये सब पूरी डिटेल मिल जाएगी आपको।
ओके एंड सर लास्ट क्लेरिफिकेशन रिलेशन टू दैट द एक्सपेक्टेड टोटल कंप्लीशन इज गोइंग टू बी लाइक बिटवीन 2030-2031 ऑफ ऑल थ्री फेजेस ऑफ दिस प्रोजेक्ट?
2030 तक हम इसको पूरा चालू कर लेंगे, पूरा 1.2 मिलियन टन हमारा फिनिश प्रोडक्ट चालू हो जाएगा।
थैंक्स अ लॉट। ओके थैंक्स अ लॉट।
थैंक यू मैम।
थैंक यू। Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is on the line of Mayank Bhandari from Asian Market Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. In the presentation, you have given a number of 92,706 as the sales volume for 1QFY26.
Yeah.
What is the comparable number in 1QFY25?
So it was around 62,000 metric tons in Q1 FY25.
62,000 metric tons in, and this, what about the category-wise number could you provide?
So at that time, we haven't commissioned our galvanized products unit and stainless steel unit. So primarily, there were only two segments. One was structural pipes and tubes and other was intermediate products. So pipes and tubes was around 54,000 metric tons and around 7,500 metric tons was intermediate products.
So it means pipes and tubes have declined in this YoY compared to YoY.
If you virtually see it, yes, it's declined. But if you see the entire product mix of Q1 FY26, the share of galvanized products has increased. So basically, since we got the opportunity to sell galvanized products much in the market and it was a high margin product, so some of the production that got diverted to galvanized products as well.
Okay, so so you are saying the capacity utilization in structural pipe is peaked or
massive. Absolutely, and I would like to mention one more point that apart from GP pipes, we also have sold GP coils. So there were some opportunities that we found in the market which were beneficial to us.
Okay, but is there any structural weakness in the ERW pipe that you would like to comment upon?
No, there is no challenges as such. There was just a business opportunity, I mean, you can say that we got, and the margins that we were able to earn on galvanized products were better than the ERW segment, and that is the flexibility that we get from the integration, right? So that's something that we try to look where the margins are highest, we try to change our product mix according to that.
Okay, and what was the ERW pipe number on the Q4 FY25?
So it was around 54,700 metric tons only.
So basically, we are not actually seeing the uptick there, even not sequentially or not on a comparable basis YoY.
Yeah,
QoQ
also, if you see, may see a decline, but I would say it's a seasonality first, and secondly, if you see the inventory stocking, expecting the safeguard duty to come, so there are a lot of distributors who placed their order in advance and they stock the material in their godown. So because of that, because of the stocking and the seasonality, my QoQ number is a little bit flattish.
Okay, so this with respect to this margin of 7,843 EBITDA per ton for 1Q, could you give the margin of different segment for 1Q?
In our accounting, we do not have that liberty to account the margin for different segment and different product. So in a blended level, it is 7,800. But if I exclude the sponge iron part, my EBITDA per ton is around 8,600. So, having said that, if I choose not to sell the sponge iron, which was like upgrade or degrade, whatever, the defective product, I would say in the simpler term, then if I would not sell that, then my EBITDA margin looks upward of 8,500 currently.
This is a blended EBITDA?
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Sunil Jain from Nirmal Bang. Please go ahead.
Yeah, congratulations on good numbers, sir. Sir, can you, in the today morning interview, you had said that you are expanding some capacity in the year itself. So can you explain that? Which one is the starting capacity in the current year?
Yes, yes. Now we have the capacity of 5,10,000 ton in total. In the steel tubes and pipes, 3,50,000 ton, 58,000 ton of stainless steel, and 1,00,000 ton of GP coils. Now in this year end, we are expanding our stainless steel capacity to 1,16,000 ton, and also the GP coil capacity to the 1,16,000 ton per annum. तो इस साल के आखिर तक हमारी जो टोटल कैपेसिटी है वो हो जाएगी 5,86,000 टन 76,000 टन आवर कैपेसिटी इज इंक्रीजिंग एंड दिस कैपेसिटी यूटिलाइजेशन यू मे गेट एट द नेक्स्ट ईयर
ओके सो दिस विल कम समवेयर इन द Q4
यस
एंड व्हाट विल बी द कैपेक्स फॉर दिस एडिशनल कैपेसिटी
So we are doing some technical changes in the system or in the process manufacturing. So because of that, we are getting this boost of production capacity. So I don't think there is much of an expense or capex to be done for particular these changes. It's just certain systematic changes in the technical we have to do.
So what I see that stainless steel you had started just last year. And now you are doubling also, and even in the next expansion, you are increasing that substantially. So any specific reason why you are, because stainless steel you will be selling HR coil only?
Yes.
Or it will be pipe?
We are selling the cold roll and dried unlit coils for the pipe making and the utensils. And we are selling to the B2B, manufacturer, pipe manufacturer and utensil manufacturers.
This SS pipe? SS coil?
SS coil. SSCR, bright and yield coil.
So, any specific reason why you are so focused on this new product which has you started just last year?
So the product in the market looks start in the last year, but we have been working for this particular product for last 3 to 4 years. If you see the stainless steel market itself, there is not much of a producer or supplier there in the market. We are among the few players who are actually manufacturing the flat stainless steel products in the market first. Secondly, the demand growth of the stainless steel is upward of around 20% as per the government statistic. So, to meet that particular demand, there is no supply addition is there in the Indian market. So India is completely relying on the import market, which also being now targeted by Government of India. Now Government of India wanted to restrict the import and, giving thrust to the Make in India. So we are seeing a good demand, or I would say the lot of unmet demand is being there. A lot of unmet demand is being there in the stainless steel segment. So currently our product is restricted to 200 series. With this 200 series also, we are able to, enhance our capacity utilization. So we are seeing once we start adding newer series of stainless steel, that is 300, so then there will be another round of demand for that particular product itself. So because of that, we are a little bullish in this product. And in unit 3 of phase 1, we may, apart from the cold roll, bright and unlit coil, we may add certain other products to, cater to the industry demand. So that's why we are adding 180,000 ton of capacity in unit 3 of phase 1.
So if I'm not wrong, here the production will be from scrap.
Yes.
and it will not be like starting from sponge iron and going up to that.
No, it is not from the virgin route, it is from the scrap route only.
Nee, this is the only route to make the SS. Worldwide, this SS making is from the scrap only. The scrap portion is 70%, 30% is alloy mix in this manufacturing process. Or the alloys is it in our range in Odisha and Chhattisgarh, we have supplier, the lot of supplier of this ferromanganese and ferrochrome, so that we are able to make it at very cost competitive. And एक और मैं आपको एक बताऊं आपको कि BIS के जो standards हैं जो import को रोकने के लिए government ने भी एक नया और कदम उठाया है कि जो raw material या slabs पे भी जिसका BIS होगा वही stainless steel coils India में export कर पाएगा. तो उससे भी एक और नया हमको एक मिला है कि हम अपने product को बढ़ाएं और India की growing demand को पूरा करें और दो बजे margins हमको अच्छे मिल रहे हैं इसमें.
सर आई एम नॉट एबल टू गेट कि आपके कंपटीशन में अभी कोई क्यों नहीं है इसमें स्टेनलेस स्टील में. मीन्स अगर जिंदल स्टील एंड जिंदल स्टेनलेस है तो वो आपके कंपटीशन में नहीं आता इस प्रोडक्ट में.
बिल्कुल आते हैं सर, वो हमारे लीडर हैं इस मार्केट के, बिल्कुल उसमें आते हैं और हम ही उनके साथ ही और उनके पे ही हम थिनर गेजेस पे ज्यादा काम कर रहे हैं. जो एक मार्केट ब्लैंक मार्केट थी इसमें स्टेनलेस स्टील पे, कि जो आपने जो नाम लिया वो 1 mm तक का माल, 1 mm के ऊपर का माल ज्यादा प्रोड्यूस करते हैं और हम जो है उसके थिनर गेजेस, जैसे अभी हमने 0.26 का भी माल बना के माल मार्केट में सप्लाई किया है. तो वो हम इंडिया में फर्स्ट होंगे जो स्टेनलेस स्टील क्वाइल्स का 0.26 का पूरी इंटीग्रेशन के साथ बना के सप्लाई कर रहे हैं मार्केट में.
बट अपार्ट फ्रॉम ये जो बड़ी कंपनी है उसके अलावा छोटे प्लेयर्स कोई नहीं है जो आपकी कॉम्पीट कर सके इस लाइन में?
दो प्लेयर और भी हैं.
अच्छा, इंडियन प्लेयर है?
हाँ, इंडियन प्लेयर है. यस ऑफ कोर्स.
ओके, कोई फॉरेन प्लेयर यहाँ पर वर्क नहीं कर रहा
है? नहीं, इंडिया में इम्पोर्ट होता है, होता था और अभी भी इम्पोर्ट होता है थोड़ा बहुत, क्योंकि स्टेनलेस स्टील की इंडिया में डिमांड बहुत स्पीड से ग्रो हो रही है और उतना प्रोडक्शन अभी इंक्रीज नहीं हो रहा है. तो लेकिन जैसे हम प्रोडक्शन इंक्रीज कर रहे हैं और भी लोग प्रोडक्शन इंक्रीज कर रहे हैं, तो और जैसे इंडिया ने अभी इंपोर्ट को भी कहीं ना कहीं थोड़ा सा उसको रोकने का प्रयास किया है, तो बट ऑफ कोर्स हमको अच्छे मार्जिन भी मिलेंगे और एक हमको एक ग्रोइंग डिमांड का फायदा भी मिलेगा.
तो जो आप ये बोल रहे कि जो इंडोनेशिया वगैरह से जो पहले डंप हो रहा था वो अब बिकॉज ऑफ BIS सर्टिफिकेट के कारण अब नहीं हो पा रहा है?
हाँ जी.
ओके, एंड आपका प्राइसिंग जो एसएस में रहता है वो कंपेयर टू जिंदल स्टेनलेस के पार रहता है कि कुछ डिस्काउंट देना पड़ता है?
लगभग आप डिस्काउंट बोले तो 1% के आसपास का हमारा डिस्काउंट रहता है.
ओके ओके, ठीक है. ठीक सर, थैंक यू वेरी मच एंड ऑल द बेस्ट फॉर फ्यूचर.
थैंक यू. थैंक
यू सर. थैंक यू. The next question is from the line of Sneha Talreja from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, sir, and congratulations on great set of numbers. Just a couple of questions from mine. Firstly, just speaking about the demand, how do you see the current demand scenario? And you know, if it's really strong and we are seeing many capacity additions coming in, along with your capacity addition, how confident are we, you know, to ramp up this capacity? I think both these questions together.
So, hi Sneha. So, in terms of demand, maybe there is temporary blip in few quarters or maybe for some period of time, but we believe long-term story of India is still intact. Our product range, which is around up to 7 inches of ERW pipes and tubes, is still, we find a lot of buyers is there and a lot of demand is there because there is still structurally rural demand is still coming. Our capacity is not as per the market so high, so we are not facing any capacity utilization challenge or maybe selling challenge from our side. And we believe our distribution network, what you can see from the numbers, is day by day it's increasing. So we are very much optimistic about selling whatever capacity we are adding in ERW pipe. Coming to the galvanized, we are into galvanizing coil and pre-galvanized pipe manufacturing with a capacity of current capacity which will be of around 5,000 tons per month, and we are easily I mean, achieving the sales target, what we have set for ourselves. And third is stainless steel. We already explained that the market unmet demand is there, import restrictions are there, and few players in stainless steel flat product are operating. So we are getting a wider market to operate currently and wider demand to cater to. So in terms of capacity expansion, in terms of utilization also, we do not find any challenges for specifically stainless steel coil segment.
Understood. Secondly, of course, I can see that, you know, given your EBITDA per ton to be 7843 and without sponge iron, it's about 8600. Can we get to understand what you would be making at this point of time, specifically in stainless steel and pre-galvanized?
So as I said, I'll just explain to again. So we do not have an accounting practice to segregate our EBITDA segment-wise. On a blended level, excluding the sponge iron, we believe 8,500 is a number what we aspire to achieve currently in particular this financial year. In and around, if market supports, it may go up also, and if market doesn't support, it may go down also.
Understood. Thanks, team, and all the best.
Thank you, Sneha.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is on the line of Ashish from InvestQ PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. So since this is the first call, you explained very well the genesis of your company, that you graduated from sponge iron manufacturing to forward integration in ERW pipes and then stainless steel. So just wanted to understand, in ERW pipes, what is working for you? I mean, in the market, because there are many players, and including one large player. And why would you be getting such success, and where are we going in the next 4-5 years in as a company overall in SS and this ERW pipes? Thoda uspe agar aap jaan denge to thoda better rahega hamare liye.
So I'll start with the integration process. So hamara strength vis-a-vis other player is single location backward integrator facility. So main mostly pure value chain ko control kar raha hu, sir. Because of value chain control, I managed to customize the product for my end user very rapidly. So the TAT for the conversion or the particular demand requirement, I can achieve in very, very low lead period of time. So that is why for first element. Point of number one is time of delivery through customization is very, very low. Secondly, my location strategy where my two raw material, that is coal and iron ore, is in the vicinity of 200 to 250 kilometers. So logistically, I am in a very sweet spot in terms of location where I can procure the lead period to procure the raw material and convert into the end product is also very low. Third, the process in which we are manufacturing our coil is through secondary route, which no other player, particularly India, is able to achieve at particularly this scale. So this is basically the process innovation that we have achieved. So we are in a way a little different from other players in the market who are manufacturing or, you know, providing the pipe in other industry or some industry. So we believe these all three or four points segregate us from other players.
Okay. So, I mean, agar customer ke angle se dekho, so aapne jo bola ki your cost efficiencies, your proximity and your TAT, turnaround time, these are probably the things that are working for you. But ye efficiencies, once we get to a size and probably hum dheere dheere apne area se bahar nikalte hain, to hum distributors ko kaise matlab capture karenge? Because APL Apollo hum log track karte hain, to hum ye pata hai ki unka turnaround times and the way the brand has been created and the quality of the product, the number of SKUs, ye sari cheeze unke liye kafi acche se work karti hai. To hum yahi samajhna cha rahe hain ki sambhav agar humko ek sizable player banna hai isme, agar hum 2% player and of the overall market hai, to hum kis tarah se capture karenge? Why will the customer at the end and the distributor in the middle, why will he keep our product and give us much higher volumes? So, wo thoda sa aur agar aap detail mein batayenge to bahut acha rahega.
Main thodi clarity deta hu isme aapko. जैसे कि विकास जी ने बताया अभी कि जो टेलर मेड प्रोडक्ट है, जैसे आप पाइप एंड ट्यूब्स में आप देखेंगे बहुत ज्यादा साइज की वैरायटी एसक्यूज लगते हैं
जी,
लगभग 8000 से आसपास साइज होते हैं और 800 के आसपास के साइजेस रेगुलर साइजेस होते हैं। और जो कोई भी एक जो नाम आपने लिया वो मल्टीपल लोकेशंस पे है, बड़ा प्रोडक्शन है, तो वो उसको सक्सेसफुली मार्केट में सप्लाई कर पाते हैं। उसी उस पे सर्च पे हमने भी ये किया कि हमने एक लोकेशन पे मल्टीपल हमने पाइप मिल्स लगाई हैं, तो हम भी हर साइज हमेशा हमारे पास में अवेलेबल होता है 7 इंचेस तक का, जो कि मार्केट 85% आप बोल सकते हो मार्केट शेयर है। और हमारे पास में एक होता है कि जैसे कोई भी बिल्डिंग डिजाइन होती है तो उसमें अलग अलग साइजेस अलग अलग थिकनेसेस के रिक्वायरमेंट होती है, तो वो हम उस थिकनेस पे उस साइजेस पे माल प्रोवाइड कर पाते हैं, क्योंकि हम उस पाइप उस रेंज की एचआर कॉइल मैन्युफैक्चरिंग कर पाते हैं तुरंत, तो 5 से 6 डेज के अंदर हम माल डिलीवर कर पाते हैं। तो ये बहुत बड़ा हमको एक कहीं ना कहीं एक एडवांटेज मिलता है मार्केट से कि हमारे पास जो ऑर्डर आया और जो भी साइज का आया, जो भी थिकनेस का आया, हमने उसको ऑन टाइम डिलीवर किया, और जो ऑन टाइम डिलीवर करेगा पाइप मार्केट में वो हमेशा विनर होगा। जो आपने बताया वो भी उसी कारण ही आगे बढ़े हैं कि उन्होंने ऑन टाइम डिलीवरी को पकड़ा, क्योंकि इसमें ऑन टाइम डिलीवरी बहुत मायने रखती है। दूसरा, उसी लाइन पे क्योंकि हमारे पास में बैकवर्ड है, तो हम हमारे जो गैल्वेनाइजिंग प्रोडक्ट बना रहे हैं, और वो भी हम बना रहे हैं आज की एडवांस टेक्नोलॉजी जो नॉनएक्स टेक्नोलॉजी है, जिसमें कि पोर्स नहीं होते हैं, ऑक्सीजन पोर्स नहीं होते हैं, हम 450 डिग्री पे क्वाइल को हीट करते हैं हमारी फर्नेसेस में। वी हैव द इंडिया सेकेंड लॉन्गेस्ट फर्नेस फॉर द नॉनएक्स टेक्नोलॉजी, तो उसमें हम माल का स्ट्रेस फ्री करते हैं और 450 डिग्री पे गर्म करके उसको जिंक पे जब डिप करते हैं तो उसमें ऑक्सीजन पोर्स खत्म हो जाते हैं, ब्लैक स्पॉट नहीं आते हैं, तो हमारे माल की ड्यूरेबिलिटी बढ़ती है। तो आप देखेंगे मार्केट में 3 और 4 मंथ्स में ही हमने आज प्राइस रेंज जो है हमारी जस्ट लाइक मार्केट लीडर के बराबर हम ले आए। तो वो प्रोडक्ट क्वालिटी अगर हम अच्छी देंगे, हम साइज रेंज देंगे, हम टेलर मेड प्रोडक्ट बना के देंगे और ऑन टाइम डिलीवरी देंगे, तो कस्टमर हमारे प्रति अट्रैक्ट होता हो रहा है और आगे भी इसी तरीके से हमारी है कि हम उसको अट्रैक्ट कर पाएंगे। और हम एक बिलीव करते हैं कि हमने जिससे काम शुरू किया, जिस डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर साहब काम किया, हम उसको जल्दी से छोड़ते नहीं। तो 20 साल से हमारा कहीं ना कहीं ये मार्केट में रहा है, हम स्ट्रक्चर स्टील पहले बेचते थे जो लॉन्ग प्रोडक्ट्स हैं, तो वो एक लोगों का एक्सपीरियंस हमारे साथ में अच्छा रहा है, तो हमारे डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर भी हमारे साथ में बहुत जुड़ के काम करना चाहते हैं और कहीं ना कहीं उनको एडवांटेज मिलता है हमसे। तो ये हमारा जो एक एडवांटेज बोल सकते हो कि जो बैकवर्ड के कारण हमारा आता है।
सर, वो सेकेंड पार्ट ऑफ माय क्वेश्चन जो मैंने पूछा था कि जिस अपॉर्चुनिटीज एंड चैलेंजेस जो भी दोनों सेगमेंट में हमको दिखते हैं, उस हिसाब से हम लोग 4-5 साल में कहाँ देखते हैं, आई मीन अ ब्रॉडर क्वेश्चन बिकॉज दिस इज अ लिमिटेड टाइम कॉल, सो अगर उस पर थोड़ा बताएंगे तो हमारे लिए अच्छा होगा।
जैसे अगर हम फर्स्ट फेज की बात करें तो फर्स्ट फेज हमारा होने के बाद हम 4 से 5% मार्केट शेयर हो जाएगा हमारा स्टेनलेस स्टील पे भी और पाइप एंड ट्यूब में भी, और गोइंग फॉरवर्ड जो है हम उसको 10% तक हमारा करने का हमारा टारगेट है। तो धीरे धीरे आपको हम इसके अंदर कुछ सालों में यहाँ भी मिलेंगे। आशीष जी,
ये सर आपसे मिलना चाहेंगे हम लोग, तो हम आएंगे आपसे मिलने और एक्स्ट्रा कुछ समझने की कोशिश करेंगे आपके बिजनेस के बारे में। थैंक यू सो मच फॉर टाइम।
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shlok from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Shlok. Your voice is coming very low. Could you speak a bit louder or come closer to the mic, please?
Yes. Hello.
Yes,
hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, please go ahead.
Sir, I just wanted to confirm. You said that you are putting first phase, you will be doing 180,000 tons of ERW and 180,000 tons of stainless steel. So this phase one wouldn't include any GP pipe expansion?
currently it is not planned, but in case we will plan that, that will be, I mean, we will be intimating to you, but currently we are not planning any galvanized production expansion currently with the phase one.
So the phase one will be including this stainless steel and ERW. So it will be around 360 million tons of capacity addition, right?
Finished product, yes.
And what will be the capex for this first phase? Total capex?
We already informed you, I mean, in terms of the previous question, that the estimation is final, in the final stage. So we will be just, you know, intimating in the coming months, maybe okay. In the next. Discussing in the entirety.
Thank you so much. That was all.
Thank you, Shlok.
The next question is from the line of Jehan Bhada from Nirmal Bang. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, my question is on the working capital. So we have seen that FY25 it has come down mainly on the back of increase in payable days. So what was the reason that payable days suddenly increased, and going forward for next couple of years, what is your outlook on working capital cycle?
Anu, please.
So, yes, Rehan. So the working capital days for FY25 was 18 days, and the trade payable days has been increased. Due to we are analyzing and using different products of the bank like purchase bill discounting and LC. That has been included in the trade payable, and the trade payable days has been increased to 78 days. And going forward, we are planning, we have been achieving to maintain the working capital days at 20 to 25 days.
Okay. And can you provide the split between B2B sales and B2C with regards to ERW pipes? तो कितना हम लोग डीलर्स को बेचते हैं और कितना कंपनी OEMs को बेचते हैं?
तो इन ERW पाइप सेक्शन, वी आर सेलिंग थ्रू द डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर चैनल ओनली. इफ एनीवन डायरेक्टली कांटेक्ट्स टू द OEM सेलर, डायरेक्टली कांटेक्ट्स टू द कंपनी, वी डू टू रूट इट टू द डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर्स ओनली. सो द इन ERW सेक्शन वी आर करेंटली सेलिंग टू B2B मॉडल.
Okay, and in terms of industry exposure, like automobiles or infrastructure, can you provide a breakup?
So if you see, we are completely selling through our distributors, so we do not have any statistic to split our sales in terms of a different industry.
Okay, understood. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Rakesh Roy from Boring AMC. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, my first question regarding your stainless steel. So currently we have 58,000, and in FY26, and we are going to add another 60,000.
Yes.
Okay. And sir, if this one is the phase one, we will add 1.8. But 1.8 plus 1.2, so we have 3 lakhs, we have access to the capacity, no?
Yeah, so approximately after adding 180,000 tons in phase one of unit 3, we will be having around 3 lakh tons of stainless steel production capacity.
Okay. My next question is the same access. Sir, you are just making a series 200, sir. But in general, it says series 200, we have marginally less margins, and very high import from the China and other countries, sir. So can we maintain our margin target of 13% after making the SS, this one 200 series, or?
We are now producing the 200 series for the hit capture karne ke hisab se. Aur abhi is mahine humne shuru kiya hai 304 and 316. तो उसका भी हम मार्केट हमारा अभी जब तक नया प्रोडक्शन आता है हम सभी तरीके की मार्केट हमारी डेवलप कर लेंगे हमारा ब्रांड मेकिंग भी हम कर लेंगे आज हमारे पास में 1.5 ईयर है फॉर द न्यू प्रोडक्शन फॉर फेज 1 जब तक हम हमारा ब्रांड बिल्डअप भी कर लेंगे और दूसरी बात रही इंपोर्ट्स की तो इंपोर्ट एक हमेशा चाइना से हमारे लिए एक खतरा है स्टेनलेस स्टील के रहा है लेकिन जो हमारी आज गवर्नमेंट का एक मेक इन इंडिया का जो फोकस है उसके चलते उन्होंने BIS स्टैंडर्ड्स के लागू किया है हर इंपोर्टर के ऊपर में प्रोड्यूसर के ऊपर में जो चाइना हो या पूरे वर्ल्ड में कहीं भी कि उनके पास में स्लैब्स का BIS होगा तो ही वो क्वाइल बना पाएंगे और स्लैब्स का BIS बहुत कम इंडस्ट्रीज के पास में है वर्ल्ड वाइड, तो उसका एक बेनिफिट है कि इंपोर्ट अब बहुत घटा है उससे, या कमिंग आपको कमिंग वीक्स में दिख जाएगा कि घट गया है, तो वो बेनिफिट हमको मिलेगा। तो उससे और जो स्टेनलेस स्टील की डिमांड इंडिया में लगातार बढ़ रही है उसको हम उसको उसका फायदा हमको मिलेगा।
Exactly, sir. My concern is only, sir, okay, 300 is a high margin business. It's no doubt, sir. In 200, we have very less margin compared if we check compared to 300 or 400, na. So, if for example, if Jindal Steel is making the same 200 series, na, and they are exporting, for example, they are exporting. They are due to the tariff norm, they are not exporting, or they are dumping in the inner market. And all other players also, like Star Metal is also, they are expanding their access series, sir. So in that case, how you manage the competition of pricing, sir, in the market?
Sir, you have asked two questions. First is maintainability of the margin in stainless steel. So I would like to highlight, we are into cold rolling and bright annealing, and with the gauge below, where our market is currently not offering that product. So because of the thinner gauge product which we have currently, market acceptability of our product is there, plus we are getting a bit higher margin, or we are getting a bit price realization in particularly thinner gauge stainless steel coil. Point number one. Point number two is, you have asked, Shyam Metalics is being there for the market in terms of margin. So in terms of competition, we want people to come. So basically, whenever the competition will come, it will replace the import, not the particular market share of any existing player or any existing domestic player. So coming of a new player will enhance the market base. Demand is already there, which is growing around, let's say, 15% to 20% per year in India. So we believe, and currently there is not more than 4 players, so adding another player will give market a better competition, plus it will widen the scope of market demand also.
Right, sir. Sir, any plan to add new product in SS in near future?
Currently it is under consideration, sir, definitely. Maybe in next few quarters we will be giving you clarity on that. Currently we will not be able to disclose that product or things which we have
current.
Right.
Thank you, sir.
Yes,
thank you. The next question is from the line of Aryan from InVed Research. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I am audible.
Yes, sir.
I want to understand the narrow width HR coil you are saying. What is the difference between a narrow width HR coil and
Atara pipe
you are making?
Atara
pipe and narrow width HR coil pipe you are making?
Narrow width HR coil is the HR coil which is narrow only. जो वाइडर रेंज की कॉइल आज बड़े स्टील मैन्युफैक्चरर्स बना रहे हैं, वही क्वालिटी वही प्रोडक्ट हम नैरो विड्थ में बना रहे हैं, तभी हम आज मार्केट के हर उस ओईएम्स को या इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर पे जहां पे एचआर का पाइप लग सकता है वहां हर जगह हम सप्लाई कर पा रहे हैं और करके वही प्राइस ले पा रहे हैं जो आज एचआर कॉइल मैन्युफैक्चरर्स को मिल रहा है, लाइक ऑल एस्टेब्लिश ब्रांड इन इंडिया। अब आप बात करें पत्रे की, तो पत्रा जो है वो एक सब स्टैंडर्ड क्वालिटी आप बोल सकते हो, जिसमें थिकनेस वेरिएशन होता है, जो लोअर थिकनेस का माल बनता है और एक साइज की वहां पे रेंज की मैक्सिमम रेंज 3 इंच तक का ही माल बन पाता है। तो ये जो छोटे शेड यहाँ जहाँ थिनर गेजेस के स्टैंडीज में बोर्डिंग्स में ये वहां पे यूज होता है, इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर में इनका यूज नहीं हो पाता है क्योंकि ये 4 mm 5 mm 6 mm के माल पत्रे में बन ही नहीं पाते। तो वो हमारी रेंज है, हमने हर जगह, और पत्रा जो है वो क्वालिटी सब स्टैंडर्ड क्वालिटी मटेरियल भी है, नॉन BIS स्टैंडर्ड का माल है, तो वो हमारे वहां से बहुत अलग है। वी आर मेकिंग अप टू 6 mm पाइप्स एंड साइज रेंज ऑफ 7 inches।
Stainless steel coil and not into more thickness of TRW pipes. and yes, that's only up to series 200.
We are expanding in ERW also, and we are expanding in stainless steel also.
But sir, only in series, we are making stainless steel coils only for series up to series 200, and then not into going into series 300 or 400.
We are making 300 series. This month we are the producing 300 series material, and we also capture the market of this segment.
Okay, thank you,
Aryan.
The next question is from the line of Vedant Sarda from Nirmal Bang. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Can I know what is your sales volume segmental guidance for the full year?
Sales volume?
Yeah.
So, if we go by the percentage utilization or the optimal utilization, we will be, approximately, we believe we will be at around 350,000 ton, including all three segments.
Can you give a segmental breakup of that?
It will be a guidance, but it will be not a precise number, but around, let's say, 220,000 to 230,000 ton of ERW pipe. Let's say around 50,000 to 55,000 of galvanized pipe and coil, and in the similar range, stainless steel coil will be sent.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Dan.
The next question is from the line of Prabhakar Venkataraman, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Congratulations for a good set of numbers. This EBITDA per ton, excluding sponge iron, is higher compared to the other, including sponge iron. So, how do you plan to reduce that? And second, your debt to EBITDA will be at a high level, all this going forward because of expansion. How do you plan to reduce it? Third is your production volume in intermediate products, stainless steel, pre-galvanized is much higher compared to the sales volume in the first quarter. Of course, you'll be selling it, but I find the bigger gap in stainless steel and pre-galvanized and intermediate products. And fourth is one more question, your security is placed under ASM stage 1 in BSC. What is it? I'm unable to understand that. Thank you.
Fourth question I didn't understand.
Sorry, sir?
What question I didn't understand?
That ASM stage 1, your security is placed under surveillance in the BSE exchange.
Well, okay, so I'll give you, you have asked four questions basically. So first question was, how to reduce sponge iron sale, which can give boost or thrust in terms of higher EBITDA. So first of all, in production process, there is always a probability and chances of getting B grade, which is like non-usable sponge iron that we compulsorily have to sell. So yes, definitely we have processes in place. Our CEO and our directors are already working on that. We will try to minimize it, but it cannot be a complete zero. So I hope I... Secondly, related to the... Currently, our term loan, we are virtually debt-free in terms of the term loan. We will be having around 200 CR of a working capital loan, which we will be utilizing throughout this financial year and maybe next financial year. So in terms of debt to EBITDA, we will be comfortably below 1, and we will always try to achieve this number only. So even if we have to raise money in terms of the for the capacity expansion, we will try to be our debt to equity ratio will try to be below 1. So that is our aspiration is. Third, in terms of ASM ST1 stage, which currently being placed by BSC and NSC, that is basically a surveillance mechanism that has been placed by NSC, and we do not know how they do it, but we believe it is very short phenomena, and we will be coming out of it. And something it is third party, so we cannot comment on whether we will be, I mean, what kind of mechanism is there to, you know, come out of that.
Yeah, understand, yeah. Right. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anish, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Mr. Anish, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question. As there's no response, we'll move on to the next question. It's on the line of Krishna, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, for the good set of numbers. Sir, what will be our margin profile from year after in upcoming quarters? Will we maintain the 13% EBITDA margin or is going to come down in the margin?
Sir, we definitely aspire to achieve the current Q1 EBITDA number and margin, and looking forward to, and our management will be hell-bent on trying to achieve that number, sir. Rest up to the market and, you know, other factors.
Okay, got it. Because recently some capacity came live in month of November and December, right? So as we are moving forward, as we increase in the capacity utilization, can we expect the margin profile is going to increase from year after, like us, maybe 0.5% or something like that, half a percent or 1% something?
Sir, if you see for the different product category, even if my margin, my capacity utilization increases, there is no proportionate increase in, you know, EBITDA numbers or EBITDA margin. So even if my capacity expansion or with the capacity utilization coming, becoming higher, I don't see there is a margin expansion because of that, that will be coming through into the number.
Okay, sir. Got it. So overall, the year will be like a 13%, you will maintain this by FY26.
Right.
Okay, yeah. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The last question comes from the line of Mr. Vedant Sarda from Nirmal Bang. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. I want to know that is there any impact of monsoon on us and what kind of sales volume we can expect in quarter two?
Definitely there will be an impact of monsoon because we get seasonality, in particular monsoon seasonality is there in our demand. Quantifying the demand or sales in terms of volume will be very difficult, but we as a management trying to achieve the flattish number, or maybe we will be achieving the Q1 number, then we will be thankful for the God.
Around Q1 numbers we can expect.
Yes, definitely.
So the last question is, in FY25, we have seen that the production volume was around 9,54,000 tons and the sales volume was 2,90,000. So how to interpret this? Like, we have to maintain a high level of inventory or what?
Since we are integrated, we also added a sponge item, slabs and billets, and our HR coil manufacturing into this particular total volume. So since we are not selling it, we are using it and consuming it in our you know, forward integrated product manufacturing, but still we have added it and it is showing the higher number and it is consumed internally.
Okay, sir, understood. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today's conference call. I now hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments.
Thank you everyone for participating in this call. We trust that we have addressed all your queries during the session. However, if there are any remaining questions, please feel free to reach out to our investor relations team at Go India Advisors. Once again, we extend our gratitude to all the participants for joining us today. Thank you and have a great day.
Thank you. On behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.